Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that's coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They're like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven
images.
I'm
going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his whole program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barak Afam, off the water. Peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another episode and broadcast of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon. here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. It is 7:08 p.m. Central Standard Time, September 30th, 2022, the last day of September, and I pray you brothers and sisters are doing well this evening. Pray that you've had a blessed week. I know there's some storms. You know, hurricane came through in the southeast, in the Gulf area, the Atlantic area. So I pray that brothers and sisters are well and are definitely prepared. Just, you know, more of a reason for us to be prepared in these times. Just, you know, events like these that are more common to happen, but any type of event that could happen, it's definitely imperative that we are prepared at all times and have the things that we need to survive any type of event for a period of time. So, you know, prayers go out to you brothers and sisters there on the Atlantic and on the Gulf who are experiencing those storms. And for everyone else that's out there, pray that you are doing well. Now, there are some people saying they are getting some issues of buffering and all those type of things. So just to help you out real quick, if you look in your settings on the screen for Twitch, you should have a option under the settings cogwheel to adjust the quality. And you can set the quality, I would say 480p or lower, and that should help you with your buffering. Also, make sure that you're on a good, stable internet connection, preferably Wi-Fi, better than your cell phone service. If the Twitch app isn't working, try the browser. All right, you can simply go to the browser, put the link in, and if the browser's not working for you, try the app. If one device isn't working right, try another device. Twitch right now is a gaming platform primarily, and this is high time, Friday night, where all the gamers come out, so the bandwidth is, you know, overcapacitated with traffic, and so it's just one of those things, within an hour or two, it should clear up, okay? Also, people who are experiencing issues with any type of you know, power outages and those type of things in your area may also experience issues with the stream tonight. But nonetheless, I want to give all praises to the creator of the universe, whose name in the Hebrew is Ahayah, also to his son, who the world knows as Jesus Christ, his name in the Hebrew is Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit, which in the Hebrew is Ruach. Okay. And I want to say, you know, peace and blessings, Shabbat Shalom to all the Israelites, all the Gentiles, all the members of the Gathering of Christ Church, all those who are non-members, those who may be visitors here who happen across this stream, you know, specifically, you know, because the title for tonight's broadcast is, you know, it might draw some extra traffic here, being that we're on a gaming platform, and it is also the name of the game. So let me go ahead, without any further delay, and get the title for tonight's stream. The title for tonight is State of Decay. State of Decay. All right, so we're going to get the understanding and breakdown of what is the meaning behind tonight's title, as well as lots and lots of information to go through tonight, so much to cover, so little time, so we definitely want to make good of our time so we can get through all the content in the respectable hour, okay? But we want to definitely, you know, give all praises to the Godhead, all right, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, for allowing us to see another Sabbath. This is the weekly Sabbath. I pray you all also had a blessed Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, just coming out of the Feast of Tabernacles, I know on our end, you know, definitely did some serious camping out and definitely gained a lot from the experience. So I'm definitely appreciative of that, as well as, you know, giving thanks for being here for another broadcast and episode of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon. It's not always guaranteed that we can be here for you all to do these broadcasts with so many different challenges currently, too many to name, that would, you know, try to keep us from being here. So never take it for granted. And you know, always appreciative of the opportunity to be here, share the information, and learn at the same time with you brothers and sisters the information, and go through a lot of it, you know, for the first time with you all, that I'm going through it myself. All right, so that's how we do it here. And so let me go ahead and go through some announcements real quick before we get started. Of course, we are streaming live on Twitch tonight. twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest is the Twitch channel for this particular broadcast. And make sure you subscribe to both the GOCC Southwest YouTube channel as well as GOCC Media YouTube channel. Okay, GOCC Southwest, you'll know, you know, when we're going to be going on Friday nights, as well as any other content. So it's our main hub there on YouTube. Of course, what we're talking about now, it's so heavily censored that we just come to Twitch and just, you know, don't even deal with YouTube for the most part on our Friday nights with what we go into. So we are here. And also, we've been doing a health and fitness series on GOCC Media on alternating weeks. So last week, we went into slaying the obesity demon, and if it be the Most High's will, if it be the Lord's will, we will go into another episode of, or you know, part of our series of health and fitness this coming Friday, a week from today, on GOCC Media. So make sure you're subscribed there as well. All right, we are simulcasting tonight from not only here on Twitch, but also Blog Talk. So if you would like to call in, listen to your phone, or you have a comment, question, you'd like to chime in, the guest call-in number for a Blog Talk is 515-605-9327. Again, 515-605-9327. If you have a comment or question, press 1, and we will take your calls. I will check the call lines periodically. And Blog Talk has cut us off. We only have 2 hours now before overtime, so it's 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're not on the call by 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, you're not going to be able to call in. So make sure you go ahead and call in before the cutoff time if you would like to speak. Okay? So go ahead and share this with those who are out there that, you know, maybe they may not know where we are tonight, that we are on live, you know, social media, your messaging. However you would like to share it, get the word out, let everybody know we're here. We also have the Hebrew and Bible Academy on Sundays. If you would like to sign up, historytimes.org is where you can sign up. You can find out more information about the Hebrew and Bible Academy. We have our main church channels, primary and backup, A Gathering 144, GOCCNYC on YouTube. Okay, and you can go there, and that's where we have our Sabbath lessons, as well as our Wednesday broadcast, our segues to Patreon, and much more there on those YouTube channels. We also have a church website, gatheringofchrist.org. Okay, gatheringofchrist.org is the church website. Everything from the GOCC network to where you can buy the Hebrew calendar, the church resources, you know, anything and everything dealing with the church, you can find there on our website. Okay, so, and I believe that covers us for tonight when it comes to the announcements. Let me just make sure everything is good in the chat before we get started here. Okay, everything looks good as far as the stream is concerned. So let's go right into it. Let's go right into tonight's information. The title, once again, State of Decay. State of Decay. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to be dealing with two words starting out with the information tonight. Let us first break down the title, dealing with the term state as well as the term decay. And that'll be our, you know, foundation into the information and content that we're going to go into tonight. State of Decay. And like I mentioned earlier, this is actually the name of a video game as well, which very similar to the content and the actual synopsis behind this title. So for those of you who have played the game, you're familiar with the game, then you'll probably be aware of what this title means, okay? But let us first get the breakdown of the title. All right, let me go to dictionary.com. Dictionary.com. And let us first look at this term state. What does the term state mean? It says here, the condition of a person or thing, as with respect to circumstances or attributes. An example, the state of health. Another definition, the condition of matter with respect to structure, form, constitution, phase, or the like. So it says here, water in a gaseous state. So basically the term state, at least for tonight and what we're using it for with the title, state means a condition or circumstance. In respect to attributes. So now we know what state means. Let's go to decay. What does decay mean? Decay, to become decomposed, rot. Okay, an example, vegetation that was decaying. Another definition, to decline in excellence, prosperity, health, etc. Deteriorate. All right, deteriorate. Another definition, a gradual falling into an inferior condition. So we've seen this word condition with the term state. And now with decay, decay means the gradual falling into an inferior condition. So we're now understanding, by knowing what decay means, the condition or the state, when we talk about state of decay. It says here, progressive decline. Decline in or loss of strength, health, intellect, etc. And it says here, his mental decay is distressing. Let's get some synonyms for the word decay. It says here, blight, corrosion, decomposition, degeneration, deterioration, disintegration, disrepair, extinction, impairment, rot, atrophy, corrode, decompose, degenerate, discolor, disintegrate, dissolve, dwindle, fade, lessen. So when we talk about state of decay, we're talking about a condition of degeneration, a condition of decomposition, fading away, lessening in strength, okay, disintegration, extinction, a wasting away, so to speak, and being in that particular condition or state, or another root word for status is state. State or status, a status of decay. So now, How does this relate to news, current events, Bible prophecy, and what's going on right now in our reality? Well, I want to get some scriptures. I want to get some scriptures, but real quick, this is going to be a perfect segue from the Wednesday broadcast that the elders went into this past Wednesday on the curse that leads to seven women to one man. All right, the curse that leads to seven women to one man. Also, a perfect segue from our last Coming Out of Babylon stream. Living in the madness of the liberal world order. And we were coming out of that stream with the understanding that the liberal world order is an order where anything goes, where you can do whatever you want, freedom from God, that there would be, that it was written, there would be three world wars. And at the time of the Third World War, there would be an unleashing of the nihilists, of the anarchists, of the madmen, of the sodomites. Okay? And then this would lead to chaos, confusion, stupor. And so now, fast forwarding to where we are right now in present time and tonight's title, now living in the madness of the liberal world order, we are now quickly approaching and going into a state of decay. Okay? And that's the information that we're going to go into tonight. But before we go into the content, we're going to read scriptures. We're going to get some scriptures here. And as you can see on the screen, you have the Statue of Liberty. You have, you know, storms in the background going on. You have, you know, just a totally apocalyptic setting. So what better place to start with, you talk about America, according to Bible prophecy, than starting with her when dealing with this state of decay. So we're going to go to Revelation chapter 18, and we're going to start at verse 1. It says here, "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." So when we talk about Babylon, the prophecy, Revelation 18, we're talking about America. America in future prophecy. The daughter of Babylon, Babylon the Great, we're talking about the United States of America, okay, is fallen. So the state of decay is the state as a state of falling away, losing strength, diminishing, deteriorating, degeneration, right? And we see the Statue of Liberty here fallen into a almost like looks like a bed of quicksand about to be swallowed up and consumed by a sinkhole, right, with storms and everything going on behind it. And I don't think it's, you know, any coincidence that right now we have the storms that are pounding the east coast of America. Okay, not that there haven't been storms before, but this is all working hand in hand together. And we also see, next to the Statue of Liberty falling, we see mankind in a fallen state of zombiehood, or a zombie-like nature. Mankind wasting and degenerating away, okay? And just not in the right state of mind, okay? And a primitive, a base know, very, you know, Neanderthal and just a degenerate state of mind. Babylon the Great is fallen. And what's caused this fall? It says, and it's become the habitation of devils. Okay? A habitation of devils. So when devils or demons habitate something, they are possessing something, demonic possession. All right? Demons have taken control and have possessed America. People are a host or a home for possession of demons. We spoke about this just last Friday in identifying and slaying the obesity demon. So America has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So here we are living in the madness of the liberal world order, where we've been pushed this demonic culture, this decaying culture of liberalism, which has caused our society to decay spiritually, decay mentally, decay physically, decay mentally, and to decay, be demoralized and go into a state of moral decay. All of these different forms of decay and decaying now that we have been given the liberal world order. All right, let's go back to Revelation 18 here. But not just America. Okay, America is just the one that would actually be the greatest influencer of this liberal world order, and that would actually, you know, be the starter of the decay. Starter of the decay, that means the decay starts here first, and it's the first to go. But in the process, as we read verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Okay, America has lived gluttonous well beyond her means. A society where you can do whatever you want. Okay, it's a society, it's always been proclaimed, of liberty, freedom, and justice for all. And the First Amendment to the Constitution was freedom of religion. So that means freedom to worship whatever you want, even demons or devils. And with that being said, it would just be a matter of time to where this society would then go away from God altogether. And you go away from God, you're opening up the door for demons. You're opening up the door for every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Okay? The hold of. Okay? Meaning that these spirits would take hold of this society and totally possess the people in this society. Now, when you go down to verse 8 here, so what would then this lead to? What would this decay lead to? Now that the liberal world order is put in place by America and it's being spread throughout the globe, okay, this would lead to a decay. What would that decay look like? Verse 8, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, so we know with decay, with degeneration comes death, and mourning, and famine. All right, so this is now showing the judgment and the decay of America. All right, people dying, which is decay, famine, lack of food, lack of bread, lack of water, because the food supply is wasting away or decaying. And when you're in a mourning state, that's a low state of energy. That's a low vibrational state. That's a decaying state emotionally. Okay, we're supposed to be full of joy and happy and hopeful. But when you're in a state of mourning, you're in the exact opposite emotional state. That's a decayed emotional state, right? And then from there, it says, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judgeth her. So that's the ultimate judgment that's going to happen to America. After all is said and done, she's decayed, she's degenerated, she's infested with disease and decay and plague, burned with fire. How do you get rid of disease? Fire. It has to be burned and eradicated. Remember, one synonym for the word decay is extinction. So through the decay comes extinction, America's extinction. Okay, through the decay. Now, let's tie this judgment in and this decay into Revelation 17 now. So now we're going to Revelation 17, and we're going to drop down to verse 16. It says, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. So when we're talking about desolation, being made naked, your flesh being eaten, and being burned with fire, that's a decay. That's a state of decay and degeneration to the point of extinction. And when you do the research and history and the context of Revelation 17, you know the 10 horns is talking about the European Union, the EU. And we know the great whore is America. She is symbolized by Queen Semiramis sitting in New York Harbor, holding up, okay, the beacon of freedom to the New World. She is the whore, the great whore, whom is being made desolate by the European Union. The European nations are eating her flesh, making her naked, eating her alive. We're going to go into that tonight as the more into how the 10 horns are bringing forth this prophecy here. We're reading Revelation 17, 16. Okay, and I'm showing you all the state of decay happening with America, and America is just the first domino, but it's going to happen over the whole earth. Okay, the whole earth is going into decay. Let's get that in 2 Ezra chapter 14. 2 Ezra and the Apocrypha, chapter 14. Second Ezra 14:10 says, for the world has lost his youth, and the times begin to wax old. So Ezra is now being shown visions and prophecy leading up until the end, and what will be going on in the end times. So as we see here, the world is now going into a place of being old. And what happens when you become old? You become closer to death or extinction. You're decaying. You're degenerating. It says here, verse 11, for the world is divided into 12 parts. Now, it's interesting, the world being divided into 12 parts, and you also have the 12 parts spoken of in Apocalypse of Baruch. Now, we're going into the end time signs that would identify and let us know we are in the end. So we're going to drop down now to verse 17. 2 Ezra 14, 17 says, for look how much the world shall be weaker through age. So just like how we become weaker through age, we become degenerate as we get older. Stuff starts breaking down and we're getting ready to go back to the dirt from whence we came. It's the same with the world. As the world gets older, doesn't become stronger, it's becoming weaker, and we're coming to the end of the world. Okay, this world is about to die to make place and be ready to prepare the new world to come. Okay, so look how much the world shall be weaker through age, so much the more shall evils increase upon them that dwell therein. So again, Babylon has become the habitation of devils. As we come closer to the end, the world becomes not only weaker through age, becomes more evil. The evil increases, that evil starting when Adam and Eve first ate the fruit in the garden. That was the door opening up Pandora's box to the evil, opening up the door for the demons to come through. All right, so we're now coming to the height of this evil in the world, now coming to a place of extinction through decay. It says here, verse 18, for the time has fled far away, and leasing is hard at hand, for now hasteth the vision to come which thou hast seen. So leasing means to rent. Okay, to rent. Okay, we're on borrowed time. Okay, when you're renting, the lease comes to an end game. So we're coming to the end game of the earth. All right, and through the evil, through the madness of evil, of those that are in power, that have been put in power by the devil himself to bring forth this evil, to speed up the decay and the degeneration of the earth. We are now in a state of spiraling out of control into decay. And we're going to go into that tonight to show just how close we are, okay, to the scenes becoming unraveled all the way and the wheels falling off this train. Okay, this locomotive called the American Dream, called the world, it's all coming to an end. And as we get closer to the end, more decay, more degeneration, more death, more people bugged out their minds, inhabited with demons. No order in a liberal world order. The only order is the order of the devil. There's order. There's order out of chaos. Okay, but before they bring their order, they must first induce chaos through the demoralization of society with their madness, with their sodomite nature. Okay, so now that we're in this state of madness and decay, let's show some things on that to show you where we are. While the world is distracted, okay, living in their own reality, chasing fantasy, deceived by technology, and not really paying attention, as Christ warned us to watch and pray always, what's going on in our reality right now? How many of you all saw this? This comes out the Philadelphia Inquirer. It says, Philly kids ransacking Wawa was a scene from the apocalypse. Philly kids ransacking Wawa was a scene from the apocalypse. The kind of criminality we saw unleashed Saturday at that Wawa wasn't a one-off. An example of one group of kids who decided to do one bad thing. This kind of lawlessness is all around us. And who is the father of lawlessness? The devil. So when you're living in a liberal world order, a progressive world order where it's progressive towards freedom for you to do whatever you want, comes all lawlessness, all chaos, all confusion. Let's take a look at this here. This was September 27th, 2022. This was just a few days ago. All right, let's take a look at this scene in Philadelphia at the Wawa. It says, Philadelphia is a dying city. It is doomed. Philadelphia is a dying city. It is doomed. Let's check this out. This is like a convenience store where you have a bunch of Israelites, not righteous Israelites, but Israelites nonetheless, our people, black people, just the youth without any order and just all out disrespect for a store and destroying this store. For no reason at all. They're just in there destroying the store. Like it's just, hey, this is something fun to do. When did our youth, teenagers, when did this become something that we do is go in and destroy stores? This is a place that has food for you to eat, drink for you to drink. Maybe not necessarily the healthiest option. Okay. This is somebody's property. And this is us doing this. What message does this send the world when it comes to us as black people doing this? Where are the parents in all of this? We're going to find out, brothers and sisters. Living in the madness of the liberal world order has now brought us into a state of decay, degeneration, all-out chaos, all-out lawlessness, anything goes, do as thou wilt. It says here, it says, Philly, we've got to get our kids in check. What happened inside that Wawa in the Northeast Saturday night was like a scene from the apocalypse. If you watch the videos that have been circulating, then you saw that the store at 7001 Roosevelt Boulevard was swarmed by young people running around intent on destruction. They started streaming in shortly after 8 p.m. and began throwing and grabbing things. Outside, kids jumped up and down on parked cars. So let's check out some more footage here of what was going on at this store. So here's a camera of them. It's like we're in a, you know, in a state where all the whole world is just falling apart and it's every man for himself, but yet things seem normal. But this is going on. And they're running around with their phones, recording it. Like they're having a good time. It's like they're all operating in the same mind, in the same spirit, like zombies. Now, maybe somebody can help me out here. Is this a new thing going on in the world where this is what we do? Maybe this is not the first time where, you know, this is something that we're doing for fun. As black people, maybe I'm just that far disconnected from this world to not know that this is a new trend or a new fad, a new something that we do. Look at this. A horde of black youth coming in, robbing, stealing, pillaging this store. See, this is what happens when you're living in a liberal world order, where they victimize black people, okay? They victimized us to make us think that, you know, we're victims and Black Lives Matter, nothing else matters but black lives. We're entitled now, no accountability, anything goes. All these kids being caught on tape to be prosecuted, if so chosen to be, to get charges slapped on them. Because now, with the facial recognition technology, now you're on tape. And this also is the perfect segue. We talked about the coming purge and how Chicago has now, for 2023, made all these laws to where pretty much crime is legal. So we're seeing the beginnings of this lawlessness and this crime to where it can happen at will. This could be your house one day. What if this mob came into your house and was doing this? Kicked your door down, came into your house, terrorizing your family, terrorizing your wife, terrorizing your children, terrorizing the elderly, all for fun. The scene out of a madhouse. Now you go outside and they're jumping on cars. This is what they were doing outside the store. So while they're inside the store destroying the inside, they're on the outside of the store jumping on cars and destroying cars, people's personal property. Like it's an amusement park. So not only is this a bad look for black people, this is a bad look for mankind. Because this is the state of madness that we are now headed into. And you know, stuff hasn't hit the fan yet. The collapse hasn't happened yet, and this is already happening. But this is especially bad for black people. Because now this paints a stigma on black people, that we are all animals, hoodlums, thugs. Hunt them down, eradicate them. All right, that's the message that's being sent out. And it doesn't matter if you are here, if you're doing any of this stuff or not, you're going to get the same label. This is how it works for us. You get the same label. All black people are the same. Okay? It says here, in the midst of all that craziness, a young woman climbed onto a store counter and began twerking. At first, I was too distracted by merchandise being thrown and all the other chaos inside the convenience store to notice. But then I saw her standing up high near the front of the store by the cash register, shaking her backside. I mean, this has become a common theme in the black community, twerking, shaking her backside and waving her arms above her head as if she was performing at a strip club, oblivious to the ruckus going on around her. At one point, someone waiting at a counter who seemed like a customer asked, "Are y'all going to make sandwiches or are y'all just going to keep recording?" So you have people at the counter looking for sandwiches, looking for someone to make them sandwiches so they can eat while they're destroying the store. If it weren't sad, it would have been funny. According to the Philadelphia Police Department, roughly 100 juveniles were inside the store on Saturday. Some were standing around watching and video recording. Others ransacked displays and stole merchandise. Police dispersed the crowd, but incredibly made no arrests. So, yeah, they dispersed everybody, but no one got arrested. Why didn't they arrest anybody? Bilal Qayyum, an anti-violence activist, asked when we spoke Tuesday, if you're in the store and literally stealing, you've got to be held accountable. Okay, so they're in the store, destroying the store, stealing, and the police stand down. They disperse the crowd. No one goes to jail. This is the new America. Okay? This is it. This is now that our fathers have been run out of the home, if they were ever in the home. Okay? Mothers cannot raise these children alone. Okay, so while the mother, no telling what she's out doing, I would hate to even imagine the things she's doing while her children are out doing this. All right, this is the state of decay. Afterward, Wawa had a huge mess to clean up. So does this city. Post-pandemic, it feels as if the quality of life in Philly has gotten worse. And it's not just in Philly. Okay, this is just one scene out of post-pandemic, out of post-lockdown of where the world has come. It says, last year, the city's homicide rate hit the highest total in at least half a century. Carjackings have skyrocketed as well. If 2022 continues at its current pace, the number could be 500% higher than it was in 2019. Shoplifting is on the rise, too. Meanwhile, prosecutions for retail theft have dropped as the district attorney's office has made a conscious effort not to prosecute lower-level criminal cases to free up resources. So people are not going to jail for committing crimes. They're basically being given the green light under the guise of, we don't have the resources to fight crime anymore. Okay? The Democrat liberal woke party has called for police defunding. And so therefore, you enter into a all-out chaos scenario. It says, I can appreciate District Attorney Larry Krasner's decision to focus on bigger crimes than pilfering from stores, but the kind of lawlessness that took place at Wawa can't go unaddressed. It's disturbing. Someone could have gotten hurt. Chad Dion Lassiter, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, told me Monday. Homes, communities, and schools should be asking young people, will you be part of that? He added. See, that's the difference, different from a correction, protection, and affection. Critics are big on placing blame on parents, particularly absentee fathers. But that's only part of the problem. This is a societal issue. The kind of criminality we saw at least Saturday inside that Wawa wasn't a one-off. An example of one group of kids who decided to do a bad thing. This kind of lawlessness is all around us. Cut another motorist off in traffic, they may pull out a gun. Park your car on a certain street, you might return to find your catalytic converter is missing. Chase behind the thieves, and you could wind up getting shot, like a block captain in East Germantown was last month. Drive a vehicle that someone else wants, you might wind up carjacked at gunpoint early one morning, like the mom and daughter from Northeast Philly were in their own driveway last week. This isn't just a problem in our region. You can see it all over, even in Washington, D.C. So now here they go into the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Okay? So this is being invoked everywhere. This is just one scene out of the apocalypse being televised. But it doesn't stop there, especially in the city of brotherly love. What else do we have going on in Philly? It says here, Philadelphia has fallen. Entire city blocks are fortified to criminals. The mayor just gave up. The state of that city is an embarrassment to our great country. So here they are talking about the state or condition of the city of Philadelphia. It has fallen. What do we read in Revelation 18? Babylon has what? Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen. And what at one point heralded as a great city, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, has fallen into a state of embarrassment, criminals. Let's take a look at the video footage here of a block. We saw the Wawa. Now let's take a look at the blocks. And you could probably go to, you know, many, many blocks in many, many cities across the United States and see this condition or this state right now. Okay. This is, welcome to the new normal. Okay. This is the new normal while the liberal world order madness spreads throughout the four corners of the earth, starting here in America. Okay. This Babylon is fallen and in a state of decay. Now, all while this is going on, what else are we being told? And I'm pretty sure y'all remember seeing this, or you've seen this off of worldnationnews.com. Bill Gates fears political polarization will lead to civil war in the United States. This could be the end of everything. So Bill Gates isn't saying anything prophetic. Nothing that those Bible believers haven't been saying for years now. But knowing the predictability and the accuracy of Bill Gates' words, the gates of hell and his words in recent years, and how he's been able to predict certain events almost to the T, very telling of him predicting a civil war, because when you're living state like this, civil just means civilians. A state of civilian war. Okay? When you're living in a scene out of the apocalypse, stores that have food are being destroyed, cars, property being destroyed, all right, state of civil war. This could be the end of everything. This was 5 days ago. It says Bill Gates, he usually focuses on issues such as poverty, infectious diseases through his charitable foundation, but he has another issue on his mind. The polarization of American politics. I agree that political polarization can end everything. We are going to have fragmented elections and a civil war. Recently said in keynote talks at this year's Forbes 400 Summit on Philanthropy. I have no experience with it. I'm not going to put my money on it because I don't know how to spend it, he said. So we talk about political polarization. You don't get no more polarized than talking about the liberal world order and these liberals who are in control. And not that they're not working with the Republicans. The Democrats are definitely working hand in hand with the Republicans. But the fact that they're in office bringing forth all this madness and chaos and no one's saying anything, when it's known who they are, and they're not hiding who they are. They're showing themselves exactly for who they are. And this liberality has been embraced. At some point, it's going to reach a breaking point where society collapses, and now it's pitted one against the other. It says here, political polarization, in the opinion of the billionaire, is linked to another issue, spread of propaganda. Polarization and lack of trust are a problem. One of the best-selling books last year was by Robert Kennedy, in which he said that, I love making money on vaccines and killing millions. It's crazy that it sells so well. So this is a perfect opportunity for him to now bring forth the agenda of the vaccine, which we're going to go into here in a moment. This is all links together. Okay? So now here it is, the gates of hell being exposed, playing the victim. Someone would dare write a book on him about him love making money with vaccines and killing millions of people. How dare somebody tell that story? Right? He's telling us it's crazy that such a book would sell so well. But all this stuff has come out. As always, I'm optimistic about the future, but one thing that stuns my outlook is the growing polarization in America, especially when it comes to politics. Gates then wrote in a blog post about his selection of the book. So Bill Gates is a liberal too. So at that point, when we are able to identify him as a liberal, and we know that that makes him a big proponent for the liberal world order, then now we know with him pushing the liberal world order ideas and agendas that it leads to our society looking like this and like this, that's going to lead to this, a civil war and the end of everything. But not just the gates of hell. Not only are the gates of hell being opened. What else do we have? Serbian president warns of great world conflict within 2 months. But at the same time, the gates of hell is calling for a civil war in America. And he's not the first, and he won't be the last. The Serbian president is warning of a global war, a great world conflict. And this ties right in line with what Christ said in Matthew 24, wars and rumors of war. So this is the curse that leads to 7 women to 1 man. These wars, we talked about it. We've had broadcasts. A man will become more rare than the gold of Ophir. We talked about men being destroyed in war, in conflict, thrown on the front lines in these drafts. It says here, you see a crisis in every part of the world, Vujicic told the Serbian state broadcasters, RTS. I think realistic predictions ought to be even darker, he added. Our position is even worse since the UN has been weakened and the great powers have taken over and practically destroyed the UN order over the past several decades. The Serbian leader cautioned that the war between Russia and Ukraine had moved on to a far deadlier phase. And see, in order for them to get you to accept the reality of what's going on, you must accept the story. In order for you to accept the Great Reset, you must also accept the Great Narrative. The stories they would tell you, COVID-19 is serious. It's a disease. It can kill you. Get your vaccine. Russia, Ukraine, serious war, food supply shortages, gas supply shortages, inflation, it's serious, support Ukraine. See, once you buy the narrative, you'll be more readily able to accept the reality and fall right in line with the herd as they steer the herd in the direction they want them to be steered in. It says here, I assume that we're leaving the phase of the special military operation and approaching a major armed conflict. And now the question becomes, where is the line? And whether after a certain time, maybe a month or two even, will we enter a great world conflict not seen since the Second World War, he said. So now that we're living in the madness of the liberal world order, and World War I and World War II has happened, just as Albert Pike said, and he said that World War III and set the stage for what it would be that the nihilist would be let and would be unleashed on society in all-out chaos in every sector of the world right now. And the world now is primed for the ultimate war, internal and external. So while you're fighting countries abroad, you're fighting internal wars inside your own country. That's called the state of decay, where society is decaying. Okay, and we're going to hear it from the horse's mouth here. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Okay, he's speaking in another language, but translated, that's what's being said. It says here, Vujicic remarks were made on the same day that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an immediate partial mobilization of troops amounting to 300,000 soldiers. You think that's a coincidence? You think that's a coincidence at the same day he said that he sees a major global conflict within 2 months, that Putin made made an announcement to draft 300,000 troops, but they're not going to have time to train. They're just going to throw out on the front line. See, that's what's going to happen in these wars, because it's not about war. It's about depopulation. You're going to get drafted. You're going to get very little to no training. They're going to throw you out on the front line to get slaughtered. Okay? Just another way of getting rid of people. And when you understand that, you don't fall for the narrative of Putin and Biden and, you know, Zelensky and this guy and that guy. You don't get caught up in all that, because you understand, you can see the overall overview of what's really going on and what this is all about versus what narrative they're selling. Okay? So they're not looking for peace in all this. No one's looking to broker peace and put an end to this. No, they're looking for war. Why? Because this is the madness of the liberal world order. This is their madness. And through their madness and their chaos, they bring forth the order of the new world order. This is how they get their new laws in. This is how they get rid of the Constitution. This is how they get you in concentration and FEMA camps, to where now you have no rights. You must take the vaccine. You must take the mark of the beast, or you die. So speaking of the gates of hell and the vaccines and COVID-19 and Joey B, how many of you all heard about this on 60 Minutes? President Biden tells us the pandemic is over. You don't say. Well, let's hear it from the horse's mouth himself. The pandemic is over. Of course, they have to still have a problem with COVID so they can continue on with the vaccines. But now they're moving on to the next phase of the Great Reset. Now that pandemic is over, they're getting ready for the next pandemic, which more than likely won't be a disease-based pandemic. And we'll talk about what the next pandemic is looking like it's going to be. They'll still use the COVID boogeyman card whenever they need to pull it out here and there to get you to go and get your vaccine until it's mandatory. Still doing a lot of work on it. Still doing a lot of work on COVID-19. You notice no one's wearing a mask. So you notice how Biden is always running around with his mask. Oh, now all of a sudden he don't got his mask on. taking all the credit for now COVID-19 being gone. No, you have to wear a mask anymore. The pandemic's not here anymore. You know why? Because it never existed. There never was a pandemic. It was all a narrative. It was all a con game, a deception. We're going to prove that tonight. I think it's changing, and this is a perfect example of it. So going into the election, midterm elections, no more masks, no more pandemic. They're there in Detroit. First Detroit auto show in 3 years. America's getting back to business as usual. This is what they want you to think, just leading up to midterms. But what happens after midterms, when all the energy that they need for you to put into voting is over, and it's 2 more years until the next election cycle? Well, it's very simple math and very simple science, okay? If we understand, if they're telling us that the reason the pandemic is over is because the vaccines are so great, and we know that that's not true. We have, you know, so much information that shows us the dangers and the deadly, you know, the actual, you know, deadly part of dealing with any type of vaccine, especially the COVID-19 vaccine. And we know that that's the case. The simple math and simple science to tell us that COVID-19 never existed. Because if it existed, where did it go? Why is the pandemic over? The vaccines were the cure? Because if you're going to tell me it existed, then you're telling me you believe in the vaccines, and the vaccines eradicated the pandemic. Pandemics don't just pop up and disappear. Okay? Not according to their science. So yes, it was a hoax the whole time. It was a hoax to get the world, the beginning of the Great Reset, the first phase of it. It's going to come in phases. They're going to use different dynamics. Disease was the first dynamic, and they're going to shift from disease into another dynamic of the Great Reset to get as many people vaccinated as they can. In the process, continue to tell you that COVID-19 is still out there. Continue to get your shots. Continue to get your boosters. Yahoo Finance, is the COVID-19 pandemic really over? Experts weigh in. So let's hear from the experts. If the pandemic is really over, what do the experts have to say about the pandemic? Well, here on Market Watch, health experts dismayed by President Biden's view that the pandemic is over. Hell no, not even close. So we have some experts who tell us that the pandemic isn't over. Not even close to being over. Even though the president said it's over, they're coming out and kicking against the pricks. And what do they show us? Oh, yeah, the scorpion sting. It's not over. And here comes the psychological programming of what you must do because it's not over to keep you in the loop of the depopulation and the degeneration, the decay of the so-called medicine of the sorceress pharmakia. Okay, so you had these so-called experts coming out trying to convince us that there's still a pandemic going on when they've never proved there was a pandemic from day one. 2 years later, 2 years in it, and they still want to try to convince us there's a pandemic. Okay? If people are still falling for this, believing in this COVID crap, then you know you're seriously under a spell and fear has taken hold and control to make you believe something that's never been proven okay? Even with our very eyes looking out in our reality, it's clear to see. No pandemic. But these aren't what the only health experts have to say. And speaking of vaccines, we definitely want to talk about them tonight. What do they have to do with the state of decay? Now you have other health experts here on NPR.org. Scientists debate how lethal COVID is. Some say it's now less risky than the flu. And this isn't the first article we've shown on this. So where now COVID has been downgraded to the flu. Well, some scientists are saying that it's less risky, less lethal than the flu is. Well, that would make sense, being that the flu disappeared during 2020, and the same symptoms that the flu had were the same symptoms that COVID-19 had. Seems to me that all they did was told us that the flu was COVID-19. And those flu shots that they weren't able to get people to take every year, now they got people taking. But these flu shots are upgraded with mRNA technology. See how that works? So now the flu is back and COVID is downgraded below the flu. Well, less people died in 2020 than in 2019. More people died in 2019 before the so-called pandemic than when the pandemic was going on. Remember all those images they showed us of these people in white hazmat suits piling up bodies? Didn't see the body. You just seen the bag. Piling up bags on stretchers and hauling them into ambulances and into hospitals. Those are the images we've seen on mainstream media. But then you had independent people running into hospitals, and the hospitals were empty. Well, now it's starting to make sense what was really going on. It's all for those that can just do simple math, 2 + 2 = 4, okay, simple science, to understand. Yeah, for those that fell for it, you were tricked. Have COVID-19 become no more dangerous than the flu for most people? That's the question that scientists are debating as the country heads into a third pandemic winter. Early in the pandemic, COVID was estimated to be 10 times more lethal than the flu, fueling many people's fears. See that? That's how they got you. They estimated. They gave you their estimates. An estimate is just a future prediction. It doesn't mean it's true. They're estimating, guesstimating. It was 10 times more lethal than the flu, fueling many people's fears. They fuel your fear over the cliff, into your sword, into the slaughterhouse. We have all been questioning, when does COVID look like influenza, said one doctor. And I would say, yes, we are there. We are there, okay? Now, there's more in this article, but we have a lot to go through. And there's, you know, of course, bones within this article, so you have to, you know, understand that they're going to give you a little bit of truth, continue to give you rat poison, continue to push the vaccine. But they're coming out telling you COVID is not as deadly as the flu, and there was never this much hysteria over the flu, unless you're talking about bird flu or swine flu or any of the other so-called diseases every year or so they would always push out and try to say, oh, my God, the world's ending. This disease is out there, Ebola, Zika, you know. They all came and went, just like COVID-19, it came and went. But not only are they downgrading COVID to less risky than the flu, CDC quietly ends recommendation for universal masking in healthcare facility. So now the CDC is dropping a lot of their mandates. You see, no one's talking about that. And people are still running around with masks on, running in the roller sleeves up to get vaccinated, to get boosters. It says here, One by one, the pillars of absurdity are being knocked down. This time, it's courtesy of the CDC. Vaccine passports and mandates, harmful, pointless school closures, and increasingly useless and effective mask mandates have all become substantially less common as reality has disproven expertise. Okay, reality has disproven the experts here. Despite their best efforts to create a forever pandemic where the public is permanently subject to the whims and incompetent interpretations of a select few public health bureaucrats, many are moving on. The CDC, which has thoroughly and completely discredited itself during the pandemic, so much so that many top employees have quit in protest, is finally moving towards accepting the futility of universal masking. And here we have it. Not only the face of the pandemic with the mask on, but someone who else is moving on and going into not necessarily retirement, but he's moving from his post within the NIH, the Infectious Health Institute, the fraudster, so-called doctor. Okay. It's coming out. It's coming out to where mainstream media has to report on it. And, hey, there's so much coming out right now that they don't want to talk about, but it's coming out anyways. And we're going to go into that tonight. And how does this vaccine, now that they've got so many people vaccinated through the hoax known as COVID-19, now what does this have to do when we're talking about are people's bodies in now that have taken this vaccine through being told through estimation that this COVID-19 was just the worst disease in the history of mankind? What state are their bodies in, and what ramifications, what restitution do they have now that they've taken this and now being told otherwise by the same people that told them that they are supposed to take it, that they have to take it, that they have to continue to get boosters? What restitution is it for them? Not so much financially, because money is just a defense. What restitution is it in their decaying body, a body that's breaking down now from this first ever vaccine technology that was emergency authorized by the FDA? Well, we have some more information here. OneNewsPage.com. Tucker Carlson, a week ago, survey on myocarditis in 12 to 29-year-olds from COVID-19 shot. So now you have 12 and 29-year-olds, young people, who astronomically right now are having heart attacks, never ever seen before in the world's history. Only happening now. Why are so many young people having heart attacks? Why are so many young people having SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome? What's changed? They're telling us that the pandemic is over, so it's not COVID-19 doing this. Something else is doing this, but it's a mystery. It's only a mystery to those who are not initiated in the prophecies and gospel of Christ. For those of us, we have clear eyes to see what this is and what's really going on here, what this is all about. So let's watch this video here. For young people, heart damage, heart attacks, myocarditis, in the prime and heading into the prime of their youth, things that are coming out right now. At the same time that the so-called quote-unquote pandemic is ending, alarming information coming out on top of what has already come out with this vaccine and what it's doing. Also, don't know if you all saw this. Dr. Naomi Wolf, mRNA found in breast milk given to children. Babies experiencing side effects. So if it wasn't bad enough, babies being born with black eyes to COVID parents that took the COVID shot. Okay. Now that COVID mom has mRNA breast milk and she's feeding her child the mRNA through the milk to her baby. Let's check this. So what says here, Daily Clot Report, microRNA, the hidden RNA in the Pfizer vaccine. Okay, microRNAs are a class of non-coding RNAs that play a role in a multitude of cellular processes. Okay. So now we have to deal with not just only the mRNA, but the myRNAs coming out, showing to be in the Pfizer vaccine. So there's a body of evidence coming out showing that these women who have been vaccinated and are lactating, spreading the mRNA to their babies, and these organizations are not telling these women to hold off breastfeeding. They're not saying anything. Okay? Very, very telling. We are in such biblical times. This is the slaughter of the firstborns. Okay. You can kill your baby if you're vaccinated and you nurse your baby. The data is there, and that's if you have a baby, because the vaccine is shown to make you sterile. So if you get past the sterilization aspect and have the baby, then the next phase will be the lactating mother will then kill her child with the mRNA breast milk. So one way or the other, all right? Population control. Israel is a petri dish for experimenting on people. Funny that that's the case, being that these were supposed to be the same people that were experimented in during the Holocaust. That's what we were told. Right? And those of us know the history behind the Holocaust. So, we can say for certain they're being experimented on now. So here it is, Pfizer knew. The FDA knew. The Israeli authority knew that this breast milk was killing infants before these shots were then put into circulation for the masses to take them. Why do you think they approved them anyway and didn't say anything? If this is happening, this is going on, why are these organizations pushing this Frankenstein medicine anyway? Well, if you understand the agenda of the Great Reset, the New World Order, Liberal World Order, you understand their agenda, and you don't understand why they would push this, even with, you know, babies dying from breast milk. It's common sense. And so that is the video on the findings of mRNA found in breast milk given to children and babies experiencing side effects, dying, seizures, all type of craziness going on with babies with the mothers who took the vaccine. We also have here the article to go with it. On Natural News, you'll get these links. I'm not going to go through this article because it's pretty much, you know, tells us what we just heard. And also, not only the breast milk passing on the mRNA, but also sperm, male sperm passing on the mRNA to the mother or to the woman. And then the woman, through her vaccination, she can pass on the mRNA to a baby through breastfeeding. All right. Let me give me one moment. So, again, if the body is getting heart damage, we're seeing reports of heart damage in 12 to 29-year-olds. Okay, babies dying from mRNA breast milk from being vaccinated. What is now happening to the body of mankind? Majority of people's bodies. Isn't it not safe to say that now their bodies are going into a state of decay? So we're seeing decay happening in all aspects of our life, and that's why I said that the title for this broadcast, State of Decay, we're going to show it happening in everything, all aspects. Speaking of young people having myocarditis, heart damage, heart attacks, had an FDA vaccine advisor warn young people against getting COVID bivalent booster. So now you have COVID, now you have FDA whistleblowers telling young people not to get the booster, okay? So again, the trumpet is being blown, it's being sounded to warn people. People aren't listening. Okay, this doctor says when you're asking people to get a vaccine, I think there has to be clear evidence of benefit, he said during an interview, because if you don't have that, then it's not fair to ask people to take a risk no matter how small. A healthy young person is unlikely to benefit from the extra dose. Okay, behind the scenes, who knows what this guy would really tell you? If he would tell you, don't take it for any age, or don't take them, period. But he's at least telling young people not to get the booster. It's a start. He says here, It says, but not everyone benefited. Those who did fell into three groups, the elderly, people with serious health problems, and people who were immunocompromised. It would be wise to focus on those at risk rather than the young and healthy. Okay, and you have other doctors coming out who are hesitant about untested bivalent booster. Because remember, this booster has not been tested on anybody. You're the test. They say, we don't have time to test it. How do you not have time to test it? We don't have the time to test it on people. But they want you to take it anyway. There's a video here on this particular on this particular article about this untested and experimental bivalent booster. Okay, for time's sake, you know, got to skip it. We may come back to it. We may come back to it later if we still have time. But we do have a caller in the call queue here on Blog Talk. So let's go ahead and take this call here. Again, you have about 5 minutes to call in if you would like to speak. Question, comment, the guest caller number is 515-605-9327. Press 1. We'll take your call 5 minutes before the line's cut off. So let's go over to the 314 area code. 314, Shabbat Shalom, you're live.
Okay. I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Shabbat Shalom, Elder. This is Laura in Dallas.
Yes.
I just had a couple of things I wanted to point out. When you showed the first article about those little young Israelite kids, you know, causing the mayhem and the Wawa, first thing I'm thinking is who actually put them up to this? Because there's no way like 100 and something kids can just organically come up with the idea to say, hey, you know what would be fun? If we all just ran into the Wawa and start creating mayhem. And then everybody says, yeah, that's a great idea. That didn't organically happen. Somebody offered them something, told them they weren't going to get in any trouble, that it was, you know, it was a staged event, that they were going to be filming something. You know,
I was just going to say real quick, yeah, when you say that was something that came to my mind. Was this an actual... you know, were they, you know, paid to do that? Were they incentivized to do that? That was something that came to my mind that it could be possible. But that was, you know, could be the case, but it's also possible that this is organic and it's a spirit happening in the earth right now. And something different is going on in our reality. So really looking at both sides, that, you know, both sides could be possible, but yeah, it came to my mind. If that was a possibility of what you just said.
And now in that sense, if it is, like you said, kind of semi, at least semi-organic, like are these kids all vaccinated? Was a button pushed somewhere, you know, that really just kind of triggered this? Because, again, I just have a hard time under any circumstances. Now, if it was 10 kids, you know, a group of 5 or 6, 8, 10, I could – get that. But it looked like a whole half of a high school just walked in there.
Right, and that's the key word you said, half of a high school. I don't know if you're looking at a lot of the trends on TikTok and with the fads and what's going on with the youth right now, but the youth right now are in a very special place because they're in this social media era to where they have access to you know, social media and internet to the ways that we didn't have in times past. And so these trends and these fads and these things going on with the youth are happening. And it's just where our youth are right now. And so they'll come up with these things either through a challenge, you know, this type of challenge, that type of challenge. So
true.
I'm not, you know, too far removed from the fact that the youth is just in this state right now. But going back to what you said about the, you know, the option, the vaccine, the control mechanisms within that and them being triggered and controlled. So we're gonna deal with that part happening in our reality too, which is what's causing the decay and the madness and the chaos also. But nonetheless, the spirit, you know, regardless of exactly how it's happening, the spirit is definitely working in the earth, causing this confusion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I was also thinking about this could also be part of what's being used as a catalyst to, you know, kind of promote the food shortage, because now you're starting to have an excuse to shut down stores, particularly in urban areas, poor neighborhoods. So if you're saying, oh, well, because of these types of incidents that's going on, we can now shut down stores, which will exacerbate the problem that's going to, you know, to with the food shortages, we know they're going to happen. So I was thinking that's going to play in too. A couple other little quick things is one, kind of moving on to the like with the healthcare and so forth, with all these people getting the vaccines, like what's going to happen? I think that it's going to be a money grab to really deplete all the resources of the folks who think they're in kind of a safer zone. They say the upper middle class and, you know, solid, what we call solidly middle class, because now they're the ones, they're going to have to spend all this money on all these procedures and medications or whatever to just to keep them alive from the damage that they just had from the vaccine. So I think that it's just another aspect, kind of an economic aspect, to deplete whatever resources are left. You know, people may squirrel away money, have it put away for a quote-unquote rainy day or whatever, and they might not be quick to get involved in a lot of other ventures, but their health, they would spend the money on, you know, and there will be no short supply of miracle breakthrough medications to, you know, to deal with all the side effects that comes after the jab. So I think that's going to be that. And the last thing I wanted to say is the left-right paradigm kind of dictates with most people. If I'm a Republican, whatever Joe Biden says, I'm 100% going to be against it anyway. So I'm going to come up with all my stories and backgrounds to refute whatever he's saying. Or if I'm a Democrat, then whatever the Republican's saying, they kind of use that back and forth to blindly just follow their party and not really listen to the validity of what's being said, or try, like you say in scripture, you know, try the spirit by the spirit. They don't do that. They just, well, I'm a Republican, so I have to go with whatever the Republicans say, and then whatever the Democrats say, they're lying. Where there's actually lies and truth on both sides.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They're working together to bring forth the New World Order. So, and be true. And, you know, great points. Definitely thanks for calling in and bringing out those ideas and possibilities and food for thought, most definitely. And we'll see. Like I said, you know, all this is unraveling and happening, and we're finding out these things real time. So, you know, for those of us that are blessed to see these prophecies continue to unfold, we're gonna see it happen and realize, you know, probably a lot of things we thought were true, and find out even more things we didn't know are gonna happen. It's gonna be, you know, astonishing to our, you know, to our souls. So, thanks for calling in. And,
you're welcome. And one shameless plug for your Wednesday night broadcast over on GOCC Media. Folks, it's a blessing. Please, please, please go check that out on the Fridays outside of the Return to Babylon. I have been blessed. I'm learning a lot, and I just want to say thank you for that.
All praises. All praises. Shalom. And Shabbat Shalom. And we're going to move on to the next caller. But before we do, I just wanted to bring out another point with the sister that she was bringing out about, you know, just the purpose of having this happen with the children, the youth tearing up the store. On one hand, yeah, you're going to look at stores being shut down. That's our food supply. So it's happening at a store that gives you food. And then not only you're looking at, you know, potential food and stores being shut down, which is going to cause more of a famine, but you're also looking at the presentation of black people as animals, as thugs, as hoodlums, and playing into that whole idea of making people afraid of black people. And, you know, if you see black people, don't ask any questions. Just, you know, shoot first, ask questions later. And, you know, all the paranoia that comes with, you know, what are we capable of doing in a state of madness? And, you know, it could be someone who isn't looking to hurt anyone, but now that stigma is on you. So there's a lot of different ways that that type of scene, you know, just what it can bring about as far as agendas are concerned. Because the cops didn't arrest anybody. They pretty much stood down. They just got everybody out of there, but the damage has already been done, both in the store and visually, as far as how black people look. So they're letting crime happen. They're just letting crime happen in these, you know, high crime zones. They're not taking people to jail anymore. You're just getting tickets or slaps on the wrist and continue to do your crime. So we're living in the semi-purge right now. Let me go to the next call. We have 754. Shabbat Shalom, you're live.
Shabbat Shalom, Elder. I have a quick question. I have two coworkers,
yes,
that are pregnant, and both of them are vaccinated. One, I warned about the vaccine. I told her to submit a religious exemption through our job, and she didn't. My manager and my other coworker did, as well as myself, and all praise to the Most High, we got it approved. But my coworker decided to use the medical exemption. At the time, she was not pregnant, and long story short, the medical exemption expired, quote unquote, because they said that, well, studies show that it is okay for pregnant women to get the vaccine. So her main thing was on the medical exemption was, you know, it could prevent me from getting pregnant, and they completely, you know, cut that off for her. So it expired, and I said, okay, we'll try to submit the religious exemption again, and they denied her. So she ended up getting the vaccine. She's maybe about 6 months pregnant right now. I knew about the severity of this, but as far as with the breast milk, I'm that friend, you know, that's like, breastfeed, you know, but like to hear about this, the severity of what I heard, what you, you know, put out tonight, all praise to the Most High, you know, for, you know, using you guys to bring out this information. So it's like, I'm like, man, should I tell her? Because my other coworker, I wasn't even able to warn her. But it's like, my goodness, should I tell her, hey, don't, you know, breastfeed, even though I just told her to breastfeed. And it's like, what do I do? Should I warn her? You know, so I just, I'm like at a standstill because she's a good friend. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I understand. It's a difficult place to be in because, yeah, breastfeeding is good. Is what a mother, you would want a mother to do, is to breastfeed and to not, you know, do the artificial milk. But really what you have to look at is you have to, you know, look at the information that's out there on this now. The documents are out on the breast milk having mRNA in it and what it's doing to babies. And you just have to give her the information. And if, you know, this comes down to the spiritual side now, and this is, you know, regardless of what you can do to help someone physically, if the spiritual part isn't involved, then nothing that you're going to be able to do to try to help them physically is going to matter, right? So if they're not in tune and in the spiritual part place that they need to be with the Most High, it's going to eventually be off and nothing anyway, okay? So you give her the information, say, hey, look, here's the information on the mRNA in the breast milk. She has to make a choice. She has some tough decisions to make, and this is where us being led by the Holy Spirit comes into play, right? Whenever we have the information and we can pray on it, we have leaders that are in the church that we can go to and get counsel. And then we can make the best decision we can make being led by the Holy Spirit in these instances when we're going to be in the best place as far as wisdom is concerned and making wise decisions. And at some point, there's a spiritual phenomenon taking place to where the Most High is going to look out for those who are His, those who are in righteousness. If you're in unrighteousness, I don't care how much preparation you do. I don't care how much things you do right. Okay. At some point, it's not going to work for you. He's going to make it not work. He's going to allow it not to work. So that's really what it comes down to. I don't know where she's at spiritually when it comes to righteousness.
Yeah.
But other than that, all you can do is give her the information, tell her you pray for her, tell her she needs to pray, and she needs to be led by the Holy Spirit in her decision-making on how she needs to go about dealing with that situation of, you know, getting her child fed. You see what I'm saying? Those are tough decisions that they must make medically and health-wise for themselves, seeking out a doctor who they trust, one who's not, you know, corrupted by the corporations to push these corporate so-called medicines that's going to tell their patient the best thing for their health with natural remedies, with natural healing. Okay, so there's a lot that goes into that, and really what it comes down to is you kind of want to be limited in all of that. You want to give her the information and tell her she has to pray about it and be led by the Holy Spirit. That way it takes you out of the equation of you more so influencing her on what direction she should go.
Okay.
See, that's a tough spot to be in, and really it ultimately is her decision. She's going to have to make a tough decision within all of that.
Fine,
fine. The water,
Elder.
Okay, no problem. That was all you had for tonight?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for your support. Bless you, and Shabbat Shalom.
All praises. Shabbat Shalom.
All right. We have our last caller here. 484 area code, 484. Shabbat Shalom, you're live.
Shabbat Shalom, Elder. This is Elizabeth from New York, Sister Elizabeth from New York City.
Yes.
It's crazy that you know the title of the show today, because I have like firsthand accounts on people that I work with. I work in the construction field, so I travel all over New York City working sometimes, and I've seen the difference from when they first started, like from people that I personally know. They were unvaccinated and now are vaccinated on the different, like they act different. Some of them, even when you even mention the Most High, they get this look on their face sometimes, you know, because I'm always saying praise the Most High. And I don't know what to do sometimes with some of them, because some people used to be really, not that I was close with them, but we had really good work relationships, and now it's kind of like veered off, so I don't hear from them anymore. And then there's other people that, they're starting to have, like, skin disorders. Like, when I never put two together about the decay. I just thought that it was just a reaction. But, like, some of the skin disorders that they're having is really extreme, you know. People that have never had eczema now have it. Some people have, like, scabs starting to grow on their face. Others, I've met people where they have an abundance of weird-looking pimples all over their face. And not just because they're wearing the mask. Like, it's all over, like, almost like a leathery scab around their face,
wow.
You know, and they try to hide it a lot of times. So they're wearing glasses and all sorts of stuff and going to the doctor. And it's a little hard for me because, you know, some of these people, I told them not to do it, or other people were said that they weren't going to do it and ended up doing it, you know. And it's just kind of sad. Like it just messes with my spirit to see some people, you know. At this point.
Yes. And that's deep. That's deep, you saying that. The state of decay and how people's bodies are decomposing right before our very eyes. Those who took this vaccine, how their bodies are breaking down, and you're seeing it on their skin, how their skin looks like it's decomposing or dying, almost like if they were a zombie or going into this zombie, degeneration state, or that they've been resurrected from the dead and they're looking like a corpse or something. They're going into like, you know, corpse state. So, this is the beginning of it. We're just seeing the beginning of it. And slowly but surely, it's speeding up.
Yeah, it's something that like, it's hard for me to deal with sometimes, and I pray on it. I try not to, some of the elders have said, or even when we're going Shabbat and, you know, they bring out their lessons, like, it's a point in time where before I try to talk to the people that approach me, but I try to kind of just keep my distance because I also see how I feel around certain people. Praise the Most High that He has me hedged where I work around people that are like me, that we decided not to do certain things. They kind of keep us in a little bubble, you know. Sometimes I do have to work close quarters with other people that are vaccinated, but I could feel like not so well, or that my body's fighting something, you know, like when I'm too close to them for too long. I've noticed that also, you know, but I do keep myself my herbs and prayer and, I just take, you know, elderberry, you know, a lot of the medicinal herbs in a proper way. Now, I don't just take a kaleidoscope of 100 herbs, but, you know, I take turns on certain things that I do per day. You know, one day I'll do, like, a pine needle tea with cloves. Other days I'll do, like, elderberry. If I start feeling like a little cough, kaleidoscope. But I space them out in, like, between terms a week so that my body doesn't get adjusted to that, you know, and it'll continue to fight whatever may be or not be, you know.
Right. Yeah, definitely good. You know, the herbs, eating whole foods, eating healthy, exercising, drinking lots of water, herbal teas, all those things. Keep your immune system strong because you're coming in contact with people. You're coming, you know, the frequencies in the air, all the different things are doing to, you know, break our bodies down. So, yes, you must do your part. And as well as, you know, being in spiritual righteousness, to cover the rest that you know aren't, you know, capable of doing yourself. So absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say for tonight. You know, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for always coming out with some great topics. My son absolutely loves your show, by the way, and I can't wait to continue to listen to more because I do learn a lot. Like, and not just me. I've sent other people to like your shows and all the other ones also, GFCC Media, the one that you did on the obesity demon. It was a lot to process because I didn't even understand that you don't have to, like, be overweight to deal with that spirit. So all praises for that, too. And that's
all
it tonight. Thank you for everything.
All praises for the Most High. Thanks for your support. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, so great calls there, great calls. Let us move forward. We are going deeper into the time, and we still have much, much yet to cover. And we have just scratched the surface of this topic. Again, tonight's broadcast, the title, State of Decay. Our society is decomposing, okay, unraveling, breaking down in all sectors and aspects of what we know society to be. And it's leading to a time of complete confusion, okay? Complete chaos and confusion. If confusion wasn't enough, I want you all to check out this. We have Canadian actress Jennifer Gibson, okay? Now, you can see this image and already know what's going on here, without me even telling you or her telling you what's going on. But check out her response to what's going on. You would think a person would, this would happen to them, and you would get a different type of understanding now. But listen to the answer to this condition happening to this actress. So she got Bell's palsy 2 weeks after getting her vaccine. So she knows that there was a vaccine that did it. Listen to her response to this happening to her from the vaccine. So she had a rough go with the vaccine and is still experiencing a rough go in the aftermath of taking the vaccine, including her Bell's palsy. And she has to say if she would do it again. She had a chance to take the vaccine, she would take it again. Okay? Because it's what we have to do. Why do we have to do it? please explain it to me. Make it make sense. Why is it something that we must do? Check a smile out, looking like a joker. Looking like a half joker face, or maybe Two-Face off Batman. Take your pick, Joker or Two-Face. Okay? But this is the level of decay and degenerate thinking that we have to where this vaccine would do this to you and you would still be all for it. Because it's what we have to do. Okay, but there's more. How many of you all seen this? Genetically modified mosquitoes vaccinate a human. As if vaccine mandates weren't enough to try to dodge, we must now try and dodge genetically modified mosquitoes that can vaccinate you. This is September 27th. A box full of genetically modified mosquitoes successfully vaccinated a human against malaria in a trial funded by who? Fauci's organization, the NIH. So this is what Fauci's organization, the one he's leaving, is creating, abominations. Okay? Walking, or should I say flying syringes. So, and no one's asking the question is why would we need this? What does this mean for us as people if we have mosquitoes that are genetically modified, as if that wasn't bad enough, but they can actually vaccinate you against your will? They don't need the vaccines anymore. They just release mosquitoes. The study involved about 200 hungry mosquitoes biting a human subject's arm. Human participants placed their arms directly over a small box full of blood suckers. We use the mosquitoes like there are 1,000 small flying syringes, said researcher Dr. Sean Murphy, as reported by NPR. 3 to 5 vaccinations took place over 30-day intervals. The mosquitoes gave minor versions of malaria that did make people sick, but gave them antibodies. Efficacy from the antibodies lasted a few months. Half the individuals in each group did not develop detectable P. falciparum infection. And a subset of these individuals was subjected to a second CHMI-6 months later and remained partially protected. These results supported further development of genetically attenuated sporozoites as potential malaria vaccines. Check this out. One person says, my whole forearm swelled and blistered. My family was laughing, asking like, why are you subjecting yourself to this? Really? Okay? You're doing this. For what? It says here, Reed enjoyed her experience so much that she says she wants to participate in as many vaccine trials as she can. Again, this is the degenerate, decaying mind of people right now to where you participate in this, your whole forearm swells up and blisters, and you enjoy it so much that you want to participate in as many trials as you can. It says, for this research, each participant receives $4,100 as an incentive. So the money now has you compromise your health to get mosquito vaccinated. It says adverse reactions were what one would expect after getting bit by hundreds of mosquitoes and nothing more. Dr. Kirsten Light calls this research a total game changer. It says this doctor that says this is a game changer, led the phase 1 trials for Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine and was a co-investigator for Moderna and Novavax COVID vaccine. So the same woman, the same doctor who led the phase one trials for the Pfizer, co-investigator for Moderna and Novavax, was behind and part of this mosquito vaccination experiment and called it a total game changer. Do the math, family. The people who were behind the mRNA COVID vaccine, making genetically modified mosquitoes that can vaccinate people. Check this out. And they want us to believe this. Researchers say that genetically modified mosquitoes will not be used at large to vaccinate millions of people, if you want to believe that. The reason why mosquitoes were used instead of syringes, they claim, was to save costs. So this actually saved costs. Genetically modifying mosquitoes is cheap, I guess. The science behind that must be cheap to save costs on syringes. He and his colleagues went this route because it is costly and time-consuming to develop a formulation that can be delivered with a needle. Okay, our reality gets crazier and crazier, and now our speculation with these GMO mosquitoes now has been confirmed. Because if we think them just coming out and telling us this now, as if this wasn't happening before, I think we would be greatly deceiving ourselves. This hasn't been what's been going on all this time with these Bill Gates GMO released mosquitoes. And if that wasn't bad enough, we have a video here. Never thought the book of Revelations would be so literal. This is scary stuff. Check it out. The reason they want to use it for these marks, check it out, these marks that they're going to give people, they want to give people marks, and they want to use Lucifer race to do it. That's hard to comprehend what that's for. It shows up under UV light. That's the reason why they want to use it. And they can scan you like a barcode. Now we understand the reason for all these UV, you know, black, blue, purple lights now that are outside on our street corners. So you can be scanned with the Lucifer race in you. You can be scanned like a QR code. The reason why they're getting everybody used to these QR codes now, scan everything with the QR code. Not the barcode anymore. The phones scan QR codes. They want to give people tattoos using this bioluminescent material. So they can know whether or not you're tuning in and listening to the government. That's where we are at right now. Government wants compliance tattoos. At the same time, they're rolling out genetically modified mosquitoes that can vaccinate you. Okay. What else do we have living in this state of decay. Let's check out this video here. Deadly COVID vaccines and the mysteriously deadly downward spiral of the dying. Okay, this mysterious deadly downward spiral of the decomposing, living in the state of decay. Remember when they called it fake news and the fact checkers came out with their fact checks and telling you that you were wrong? Yeah, all of what they said and they told us from the very beginning now has come out, and they can no longer stop the floodgates. And it's no recompense or restitution for those who they misinform. Now, if you think that that's a hoax, somebody said, oh, these people are doing this, this is a challenge. Okay, this man just he just spazzed out and got ran over by a train. So if he was doing this as a challenge, he lost the challenge at the same time losing his life. Let's see that again. And there's more. Speaking of the 5G, we might as well go ahead and go into it now. Texas GOP donor and activist Stephen Holtz claims COVID-19 vaccine can control minds with 5G. So you have a government donor and activist coming out, and it would now make sense with the video we just watched, and potentially, possibly, what we see happening in Philly at the Wawa store and outside the store and on the Philly streets. Okay. The zombified nature of mankind. It says, Texas GOP donor and conservative activist Stephen Holtz was captured on video claiming that people who receive the COVID-19 vaccine can be mind controlled via 5G cell phone towers. He explained that the vaccinated become connected to the Internet of Things after receiving the injection, and that satanic forces are then able to control their minds. So we talk about the Lucifer race and now the 5G controlling your mind. If you control the mind, you control the body. What else do we have here? Now, this is a Australian review of doctors, Journal Clinical and Experimental Immunology. Okay, this is a white paper of Australian doctors on the COVID-19 vaccine. It says, this review is written from an Australian perspective and will concentrate on the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. In Australia, the COVID vaccination is still heavily promoted. Until April 2022, only the mRNA vaccines, Comirnaty, Pfizer, and Spikevax, Moderna, as well as the vector vaccines, Zevria, AstraZeneca, and COVID-19 vaccine, Janssen, were preliminarily registered for use. Every one of these vaccines forces a vaccinee's body to produce a spike protein for which the genetic code is delivered into the cells as mRNA via a nanoparticle or as double-stranded DNA via a viral vector. Yet in April 2022, yet another vaccine, Novavax, or Nuvaxovid, came in. Okay, so these Australian doctors are examining these vaccines coming in and being used in their country. Also in this white paper, natural immunity ignored. It is an amazing fact that natural immunity is completely disregarded by health authorities around the world. The human population has encountered and coexisted with a great number of coronaviruses throughout evolution. It says here, a survey of more than 100 immunologists, infectious disease researchers, and virologists working on the coronavirus who were asked whether the virus could be eradicated showed that almost 90% of respondents believe that the coronavirus will become endemic. The four human coronaviruses that cause common colds are also endemic without there ever having been a vaccine for any of them. The existence of related viruses might explain that approximately 40 to 45% of COVID-infected people are asymptomatic, so almost half people are asymptomatic, and about 80% of COVID cases are mild infections. In some cohorts, the asymptomatic infection figure jumps as high as 96%. So almost 100% of people, they're saying, in some cases, have asymptomatic symptoms to COVID, which means it doesn't exist. Asymptomatic means no symptoms. How can you have no symptoms of a pandemic killer disease? Okay, so that's just a way of writing it off and saying it exists without being able to prove it because it can't be seen in reality that it's there. Oh, asymptomatic. No, it doesn't exist. Okay, asymptomatic is a way for them to continue to keep the story going without telling you they lie. They're a way of explaining it away because you can't explain it any other way. When you look at reality and see that it's not there. Okay, this white paper has a lot of information in here. I'm not going to go through them all, but here it has short-term side effects. So we have death, cardiac disorders, such as myocarditis, blood and lymphatic system disorders, such as blood clots, thrombocytopenia, low platelet count, cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, capillary leakage syndrome, congenital and genetic disorders, eye disorders, immune disorders, musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, cancerous tumors, nervous system disorders, pregnancy and perinatal conditions, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and the list goes on. These are the side effects that have been documented with the COVID vaccines. Okay, they have graphs on here, charts. But getting to the conclusion here in this white paper of these doctors, you have autoimmune disease, antibody-dependent enhancement, all these other long-term side effects, prion disease. Then they go into pregnancy and vaccination. We talked about the lactating mothers passing on mRNA through the milk, the breast milk. Conclusion, never in vaccine history have 57 leading scientists and policy experts release a report questioning the safety and efficacy of a vaccine. This has never happened before for a vaccine, like they've done with this COVID vaccine. 57 leading scientists and policy experts release a report. They not only question the safety of the current COVID-19 injections, but were calling for an immediate end to all vaccinations. Many doctors and scientists around the world have voiced similar misgivings and warned of consequences due to long-term side effects. Yet there is no discussion or even mention of studies that do not follow the narrative on safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccination. Okay, this is just something that's continuously being pushed by government and corporations, mainstream media. It says here, Pfizer never planned to reveal its clinical trial data and had to be ordered by a judge in the USA to release the data to the public. Even then, they and the CDC tried to limit the number of pages published per month, which would have made the full study data public knowledge sometime in the 2070s. So they told you you wouldn't get the information for 50 years. Well, if that's the case, maybe it should be a 50-year trial with those who want to volunteer. And then in 50 years, we'll look at the trial data to determine whether or not it's something people should take. No, we're going to keep the information for 50 years from you. This is a corruption going on. So if they can push this through, so if they can get people on board with this, and then once the information comes out, it's too late because they panicked everybody or majority of people into doing this. Okay, so you'll be able to read this white paper on your own. Save it for your records. You can give it on to family, friends, and show them. Stop taking the shots. Stop listening to your government and blindly following them without asking questions. Here on the Sun, saveusnow.org.uk. So now we fast forward over to the UK. COVID vaccine scientific proof lethal. It says over 1,000 scientific studies prove that the COVID-19 vaccines are dangerous. And all those pushing this agenda are committing the indictable crime of gross misconduct in public office. Okay, so now this is going into a UK document with all this information. Look at all these references. A 1,011 references on how this COVID-19 vaccine is deadly. And it's not seeing the light of day in mainstream media. There's a complete and total blackout, shadow ban. And if you speak about this on platforms like YouTube, you will get canceled. Not just in Australia and the UK, you also have in Sweden. Swedish study concludes Pfizer's vaccine alters your DNA. So now Swedish studies coming out, showing that this vaccine changes your DNA. And of course, they have their damage control dealers that would come out and try to write it off as not a big deal. Oh, this is no big deal. It happens all the time. And the stupor continues. Okay, the stupor continues. And Kyrie Irving says, COVID-19 vaccine mandates, biggest violation of human rights. Yeah, remember him? The guy who they tried to, you know, pretty much kill and assassinate in the media as the worst human being in the world because he resisted the New York mandate of getting the vaccine in order to play basketball. Well, he don't look so silly, right? He don't look so crazy now, does he? And where are the apologies for Kyrie Irving and all the people who demonized and slandered him? Says Kyrie Irving is speaking out against the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine enforcement, calling it one of the biggest violations of human rights in history. The Nets superstar, one of the most well-known celebs who personally opposed getting the jab, took to Twitter to air out his grievances, and he didn't mince his words. It says here, if I can work and be unvaccinated, then all of my brothers and sisters who are also unvaccinated should be able to do the same, without being discriminated against, vilified, or fired. This enforced vaccine pandemic is one of the biggest violations of human rights in history. So, you know, they are hot about this. You know, it's one thing to come out against this, you know, this probably one of the greatest atrocities in human, in mankind's history. But to be a black man coming out saying this, big no-no. Big no-no. So you see how they continue to keep coming after him over and over again despite, you know, his choice? It's called bullying. This is the spirit of a sodomite. A sodomite will tear the door down if you don't let him in. No respect of space. Total violators. Okay, it's the reality we're in. Okay. Now we're seeing one of the biggest threats to the liberal world order, a black man, outspoken, going against the grain, not being able to be compromised. With the status quo. Okay? That is a serious problem for them. And we are public enemy number one. All right? So get ready, family. This is just, they start at the top, but hey, we are all in this together when it comes to them coming after us. So we also have British Indian cardiologist links father's sudden death to Pfizer vaccination. Calls vaccine misinformation the greatest miscarriage of medical science. Okay, so you have a British Indian cardiologist who said his father's death was because of the Pfizer shot. Okay, put together a white paper and some information. And the fact that this information needs to be made known to the public and not suppressed. The greatest miscarriage of medical science. And now, to kind of round up the whole vaccination summation of this segment, before we go into the next segment, never forget who and how they manipulated and gaslit people. we are now free. Now that we are vaccinated, we are now locked down free. Just get your vaccination. So if this was so great, why would they need to go to such great extent to put on these minstrel shows? Convince you to do it. That it's so great that they had to do all this to get you to do it. All right? Something that great doesn't take convincing. So now that we're seeing the aftermath and the blowback of those that took the vaccine, right? And leaving people's bodies in a state of decay. And remember, Revelation 18, and Nate told us one of the plagues on Babylon would be death. Okay, death. So now, what to do with all the dead and decomposing bodies? Well, that takes us to our next video. How many of you all seen this one? Pretty sure the majority, if not all. California legalizes eco-friendly human composting. So at the same time that we're seeing all this come out on the vaccine, all these people dying, all these people decaying, degenerating, decomposing, California now has legalized eco-friendly human composting. It's something you would see out of a sci-fi movie. You don't say. Soylent Green. And this is a greener. A greener what? This greener end-of-life option.